When I was 4, my older brother Kevin was my hero. I wanted to be just like him. Even though he took my toys, he called me names sometimes, and once he wrapped a dead snake around my neck. My older brother was still my hero. He could ride a 2-wheeler bike. My ride was a tricycle. My brother got to use tools with my grandfather. I had to play with dolls. He had a fuzzy crew cut, and I was stuck with girly curls. It wasn't fair. I wanted some part of the fun he had, and I had an idea about how to fix things. One summer day, I was bored and alone. My brother had slipped out, and I couldn't find him. I could hear my mother washing dishes in the kitchen, and my 3-month-old sister was quietly sleeping for once. I crept upstairs into my mother's room, and I got her best scissors, the ones she had told me never to use. Then I went into the bathroom and locked the door behind me and climbed up onto the step-up. Standing on tiptoe, I looked into the mirror and started my first haircut. Yes, I chopped and I pulled and I hacked and I snipped. I had a lot of hair, and this was more of a job than I had expected, so I left off somewhere after the bangs. Then I had all these black curls to deal with. I knew I should hide them, but where? My eyes darted around the bathroom. I found the best spot. I stuffed my hair up into the big old hot and cold water faucets, and I was done. I was finished with that project and on to the next thing, outside to play. Later, that same afternoon, my mother called me and I knew I was in trouble. I had no idea why, but I could tell by my mother's voice that something was seriously wrong. She sounded like she was holding her breath and yelling at the same time. "Nora Ann," she said, "come in right now." Uh-oh, it was always trouble when she used my middle name. "Yes, Mom," I said, looking up as I walked in. My mom stood there with her scissors in one hand and some very wet black hair in the other hand, and she looked at me and she said, "Nora, did you cut your, oh dear,
hair?" I said, yeah, I think so, and I touched the fuzzy place where my bangs had been.
"Oh, well," said my mom, and her mouth was twitching in a hide-and-seek smile. "Well, that explains why I had hot and cold running ringlets just now when I went to wash my hands." A little while later, my brother reappeared and zipped into the kitchen. He screeched to a halt right in front of my stool. I was being punished. I had to stay inside on that gorgeous summer day.
"Come on, Nuranny," said Kevin. "We're making forts."
"Can't," I said. "Why not?" he asked, and he paused in his sandwich making long enough to take a look at me. "Hey, what happened to your hair?" he asked. "Cut it," I said. And I put my hands over where it was cut. "Don't laugh at me! Woohoo!" His 6-year-old toothless mouth burst into a grin and a hoot of a laugh. "Well, see you later," said my brother, leaving me to wonder if I could knock out some of my front teeth. Then I'd really look like my older brother. And that was the first of many a bad hair day.